Testing in the House Chamber, 141st Legislative Day.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant at Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors are asked to please silence all electronic devices. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Representative Arp. We'd ask our members and our visitors in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Representative Arp.
Thank you, members and colleagues. If you'd like to pray with me, please do so. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today giving you thanks for your grace and provision in our lives. We thank you for mercy and forgiveness, for healing and peace. We thank you that you are a God of second chances, whose love knows no boundaries. With hearts of thanksgiving, we now ask in boldness for continued mercy and grace, knowing we are people unworthy of such. And yet, we're reminded in our scripture that we are to approach your throne in confidence, knowing that whatever we ask, according to your will, you hear us. And if you hear us, then we know that we have what we ask for. Lord, we are sorry for the many times we seek our will rather than yours. So our prayer today is for wisdom to know and the resolve to implement your will for this great state of North Carolina. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for October 7th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves the journal for October 7th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Message from the Senate. Corkery.
Special message from the Senate. Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that a message be sent to your honorable body that pursuant to proclamation issued by Governor Roy Cooper on October 2nd, 2019, Rob Bryan has been appointed to fill the vacancy created by resignation of Senator Dan Bishop from the 39th District. Senator Rob Bryan will occupy seat 20. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk.
Noted. Representatives Johnson, Lambeth, Sain, Arp, Brisson, Dobson, Faircloth, and McGrady recognize to send forth committee report. Corkery.
Representative Johnson, Lambert, Sain, Arp, Brisson, Dobson, Faircloth, and McGrady, Senate Bill 61, handicapped and various other license plates, favorable House Committee Substitute Number 2, unfavorable House Committee Substitute Number 1.
House Committee Substitute Number 1 is placed on the unfavorable calendar. House Committee Substitute Number 2 will be counted pursuant to Rule 36B for tomorrow. Representative Bell, the gentleman please approach the dais. Members, on motion of the gentleman from Davidson County, Representative Jarvis, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Toby Prince, who is the executive director of the Lexington Housing CDC. Would you please stand so we could welcome you? Back in the back. Thanks for being with us. Mr. Clerk, Chair directs House Bill 100, DOT budget for 2019-2021, be removed from today's calendar for tomorrow. House Bill 387, clerk will read.
Representatives Arp, Zoka, Lewis, and Hunter, House Bill 387, a bill to be entitled an act consistent with the House Bill 966 to enact changes to the growing rural economies with access technology program and to provide funding for that program. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from Union, Representative Arp, has the floor for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that we approve House Bill 387, Senate Committee Substitute.
The gentleman has moved that the House do concur with the Senate Committee Substitute to House Bill 387. The gentleman has the floor to debate the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Broadband is an essential utility for all North Carolinians in today's global economy. And the GREAT program is successfully delivering on the General Assembly's promise to encourage and assist providers in deploying internet connectivity at the highest possible speeds. The growing GREAT program extends the very successful program we passed last year and adds additional money. This bill adds $15 million a year for the next 10 years for a total of $150 million. 30 of that is in this biennium. The second thing that this does is incorporate some improvements that we've learned with the first issuance of the GREAT Act, and we've incorporated those in here. Also, this bill expands to Tier 2 counties in the second year of the biennium, the ability to participate in the grant program as well. Additionally, this provides the maximum output so that any leftover monies from the grant can be reapportioned to second level grantees to extend that. And with that, I'll be standing for any questions, and I encourage your passage of the bill.
For our purpose, gentlemen from Rowan, Representative Warren, rise.
Let's see if the bill sponsor would yield for a question.
Representative Arp, gentlemen, yield.
Certainly.
He yields.
Dean, Representative Arp.
Or Dean.
Was this bill, the House version, presented in state and local government?
Yes.
Is this follow-up?
Gentlemen, yield.
Yes.
Yields.
If I remember correctly, and it goes back a few months, the bill basically enables municipalities or counties to create an internet system, and then they have to lease that out to a private sector. Is that correct?
That's not this bill.
Follow up.
Gentlemen, yield.
Could I?
Matter of fact, if you'll yield to several questions, have at it.
Yep.
Well, this will be the last one. Could you expound on it just a little bit more for us? Because my mind relates back to your bill.
Right.
And I'd like to support the growth of internet to our rural areas, but I don't want to intrude on the private sector. So thank you.
Thank you for the question. This bill is fully endorsed and supported by the private sector as well as the entities trying to get there. This is a partnership where we provide grant money in the terms of a certain scoring mechanisms. And the top scoring grantees are a public-private partnership, and the grants go out to provide rural infrastructure needed to bridge the gap. And so it doesn't impede the private sector, but yet provides money to assist those hard-to-reach areas with broadband. This helps normalize the costs that other areas enjoy the benefit of. This grant program helps normalize those costs and bring that cost down. It's a very successful program, and I ask for your support.
Further discussion, further debate. If not, the question for the House is the adoption of the motion concur with the Senate Committee Substitute, House Bill 387. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine, record the vote. 106 having voted in the affirmative, 2 in the negative. The House does concur with the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 387. The bill is ordered and rolled and sent to the governor. Members, for your planning purposes, the chair intends to call session tomorrow for 3 p.m. and then session on Thursday, we're looking at 9 a.m. I'll try to wrap up early on Thursday at this point. So if anything changes, we'll advise the body tomorrow on that. Notices and announcements. What purpose, gentlemen from Wayne, Representative Bell Rice.
For announcement.
Gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Republicans, we will caucus immediately after session 12:28. Please be prompt. Thank you.
Any further notices and announcements? Not. Gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, October 9th at 3 o'clock p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative Shepard, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, October 9th at 3 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Stand adjourned.
Speaker appoints the following conferee to Senate Bill 315, the North Carolina Farm Act of 2019. Add Representative Bell.